Father Ted Armstrong. All literature offered on this program will be sent free of cost to anyone requesting it.
Most of you don't want to be hampered by laws. You look upon laws as something which constrains you, which holds you in, which prevents you from doing that which you want to do, maybe even that which you must or need to do. Most people even see the idea of the laws of God, the Ten Commandments, as being sort of like being in jail. Many a young person looks upon any religion, especially a religion that has to do with laws, rules, regulations, order, morals, mores, codes of conduct, morality, as being a drab, dull, gray, disinteresting life of thou shalt not, don't do this, don't do that, sit up, sit down, cross yourself, dip holy water, and go to church. And they are just not turned on by it all very much. That's because they've got it backward. That's because they are so absolutely ignorant of even the basic underlying concept our forebears and our founding fathers had in the United States of America, that they don't seem to know the existence of laws is what guarantees freedom. That you can only experience freedom in and through law. The minute you don't have laws, order, authority, and penalties for broken laws, you no longer have your freedom. Yet people like to take this concept and virtually live it as if it applied in day-to-day civilization. Instead of the Ten Commandments of God that say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, people like to add their own little blue pencil parts to the Ten Commandments. Today people live life like it says, thou shalt not steal much. Or thou shalt not steal when anyone is watching. Or thou shalt not steal unless you're hungry, unless the lights go out, unless you can justify it, and after all, isn't everybody else stealing from you? That's a cute little thing that I have never been able to figure out. All these poverty-stricken people, supposedly. I've never been able to figure out how some kid with a brand new pair of sneakers and a pocket full of change and marbles, a kid whose brothers and sisters and probably father and mother, if he can find them, are all on welfare, can get so all-fired angry against all those people who are stealing from him, who are taking away from him, who have deprived him of so much. It's a mystery. But they rewrite them. Thou shalt not bear false witness. That is, unless you're in a jam and you just have to. Thou shalt not commit adultery, except when you're really in love. Or even with members of the same sex. Now, Moses might never recognize the version most people live, because that happens to be a modern version never written down on the tablets of stone, but I'll guarantee you written into the tablets of the hearts of millions of American people, because that is exactly the way most people are. Even so-called God-fearing, church-going folk are honest up to a point. They are truthful part of the time. You can trust them if you keep an eye on them. Most people would never think of robbing a bank, but you ought to see what they do to their tax returns. And so people just cannot get the idea that there is a living law of absolute morality which acts, which is as alive as the laws of the cleavage properties of minerals, the laws of science and physics, the laws that we deal with every single day in aerodynamics, the laws of inertia, of gravity, the laws of thermodynamics, that involve things such as construction, transportation, communication, that they are vivid, living, real, and active, and then when you break them, they break you. That's because most people don't know much about that law called the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. And I've got a handy booklet right here before me I'll send to you immediately, and it's called the Ten Commandments, and it shows you, one by one, that they are not negative, and that they do apply to today, and they apply to you. And any one of them that were obeyed by any nation would make that nation a perfect nation. The Ten Commandments.